Joining me in studio today, Violet Sanderson, administrator for the town of Afton. Good morning, Violet. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm great.
Hey, I always appreciate your time stepping in studio. And, well, of course, an exciting weekend for the town of Afton with Oktoberfest. I did want to bring up, the homecoming parade's tonight. So it's probably a good chance to chat about the new parade route. Give us a little background on, well, first tell us what the route is for those that maybe aren't aware and why this change was made.
So the new parade route is essentially taking it down the same route. So it will come down Main Street from the fairgrounds. There will be a right turn at Fifth Avenue down to Lincoln and then back to the fairgrounds. And the reason the council had made the decision to change that route is just for safety. There were a couple of different incidences that we've had in the last, 2 years with different parades on the routes and having it go down and back in the same location. And, there's always people running across the road because they see it come the one way and then they want to get over to the other side. And so we're trying this new route out to hopefully make sure that, people are a little bit more safe when they're both for the spectators of the parade and then those on the floats themselves as well.
Absolutely. So, and this is not just for this parade only. I mean, for now, this is every parade moving forward in Afton, correct? Yeah. And just to reiterate that, you can watch the parade on the other streets. It's not, right? I mean,
correct.
That's part of the official route. So it's not just on Main Street.
So they can, if they're lining up on Lincoln rather than Main Street, you can watch it down that way. So yeah, that's going to be the new route for now. It's really hard to change, behavioral patterns, people's norms of what we've done in the past historically. And really, I just hope people understand that the council made this decision in an effort to keep people safe. And that's really important to the council and to the town.
Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator in studio this morning. Of course, Oktoberfest is this Saturday, second annual, being hosted by the Main Street Alliance. And but of course, the town of Afton involved with helping put this all on. So tell us what's happening this Saturday.
There is a lot of stuff happening this Saturday. So from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Main Street is going to be blocked off between 4th and 5th Avenue. So we're going to have the Oktoberfest there on Main Street. There's going to be food truck vendors. There's going to be other vendors. There's going to be live music. We've got a lot of local talent on a smaller stage, and then we've got some bigger talent that we've brought in on the larger stage. So it's really just another opportunity for the locals to come down and see what's really happening on Main Street and give some love to our local businesses. We've got some new ventures going on down there. And so if you haven't been in Main Street in a while, maybe come down and enjoy the festivities.
Absolutely. The thing I love about it is if you were to go to a festival of this kind of caliber somewhere else, you're paying $100 to get in, right? A ticket. This is all free. Just wander on downtown.
Yeah. Just come downtown and enjoy yourself and, get some great food. We've got, some of our local food truck vendors coming back to us. Some of the regulars that we see at some of our other festivals or fair are going to be there. So it's just a fun time to be able to support the local businesses. A couple of other things that we have going on for the kiddos is we've got some pumpkin painting that's happening as well as cookie decorating. And then there is a cornhole tournament that's actually being put on by Star Valley Cornhole. I think if there's any spots left, you can still register on Scoreholio. And then there's also a costume contest that's being put on by one of the local vendors that's going to be down there, Mountain Power, I believe. And they're, you can register at their booth. So they're just encouraging people to come in their best Oktoberfest wear, lederhosen and all of that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Love it. That's again happening this Saturday, downtown Afton, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and live music all throughout with all the vendors and events happening. And you can find the details on it. More information in this week's Star Valley Independent. Violet, what else is happening within the town of Afton right now?
This is just always a fun, busy time of year. We're wrapping up projects because we're all getting ready for the snow to fly. Aside from the town's projects, people's individual projects, so it just becomes a busy time of year. So we are just about completely wrapped up with our sewer lagoon project. We're really excited about that. It looks great down there, so putting the final touches on that so it's completely finished. We also had our road projects that were underway this summer, as well as there is still some grading maintenance happening. And then we have the 97,000 gallon tank up, our surge tank up by the intermittent spring that we've had some maintenance done on. So they've been up there in the last couple of weeks working on that. So if anybody's hiked up there to look at the spring, that's what people are doing up there. Those, that retrofitting to that tank have to do with some of the fixes that we were required to do with our significant deficiencies found in our sanitary survey. And so those were the fixes where the EPA said, okay, well, we're pretty sure this is what you need to do. And then, by the way, we withdraw our predetermination. So we're ready to get those fixed. Those are almost done. They should be wrapped up there in the next week or two. And then we will kind of be done for this season with any of the capital improvement or major maintenance projects that we have going on in town.
All right. So everything kind of wrapping up. Also, as we head into this time of year, homecoming and Halloween and then the holidays, good chance to show off the new star, right? Maybe we'll see some different colors a little bit moving
maybe.
Forward.
Maybe. You know, we do have a policy in place in how we light it. If anybody has watched some of the major home games for the football team, when we do have wins, which we obviously have had some wins, we are lightening it up to show our love to the Star Valley Braves. So it's just one of those fun things. We have had a lot of traffic to the Star in terms of people getting up there. I love to see the pictures on social media of everybody enjoying the view from up there. We do also have the live webcam that's up there that you can see from our, you know, aftonwyoming.gov website. So that's always fun to see. You can look down, see if maybe you can see your house down here. We got a lot of great things happening in Afton, and we're really excited for the future.
That's Administrator Violet Sanderson this morning with the Town of Afton. Anything we missed?
Not necessarily on any of our projects, but if I could, Duke, just shout out to one of our employees. So Julie Hardy has been managing our pro shop for the last almost 7 years. And if you have ever golfed at the Valley View Golf Course, you know Julie. She is key to, you know, our ability to keep things going. She's a wonderful, friendly face. She really is the epitome of customer service that I love to see our Afton employees provide. And Julie is moving on after this season, so we're not going to have her next year. And it's been such a pleasure to have her and to be able to work with her. And I just wanted to shout out to her. If anybody knows Julie, if you plan to go golf up there, if you see her, just give her some love and let her know how much we appreciated having her and what she's done for the town, because we certainly are going to miss her. So.
Absolutely. Well-deserved shout out for sure. That's Violet Sanderson this morning, Afton Town Administrator. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.